Good morning, church. My name is Kelly Rompel, and I am the one that is talked about in your bulletin. Debbie was good enough to do kind of a bulletin insert and a slide for me. And Derek let me come this morning to share with you guys a little bit about my life in Uganda. And it's been an amazing journey here in Fairbanks. I actually flew in yesterday to Anchorage and drove up through Denali, and it was clear, and I could see the entire mountain, and it was this amazing, very unique experience, as I understand it, to be able to see the entire mountain. And I had an experience yesterday that really reminded me of my life in Uganda. I was walking along Savage River Trail, and there were all of these doll sheep that were up. And so I'm walking down the trail, and all of a sudden, this very large male ram comes and runs down and appears like 5 feet in front of me on the trail. And I was like, oh no, what do I do? I have bear spray. I was like, I don't know what to do in this situation. And someone hollered at me. They were like, just stand still. You're totally fine. And I was like, it's just a sheep. It's just a sheep. It's just a sheep. And I had this experience in Uganda where I was driving through kind of a safari area with some friends of mine, and it was a really bushy area. And I was driving, and all of a sudden, this huge bull male elephant comes running out of the forest and jumps. And I had to slam on the brakes to keep from hitting it. We were that close. We had to look up. And how many of you have seen Jurassic Park, like that really old, movie? My first thought out of my mouth came, maybe if we don't move, it can't see us. And so I thought about that moment yesterday when I was face to face with the doll sheep. I was like, don't move. Maybe it can't see you. And I was like, Jesus, please help me. Give me revelation. So I am originally from Oregon, and I lived in Uganda for 3 years. And now I've come back to the States to start a nonprofit and kind of get things a little bit more established. And then I go back to Uganda on the 12th of June. And the nonprofit, the name is Global Redemption, and it really actually started about 10 years ago. I got this picture in my heart from Jesus that was a house where 16 to 25-year-olds, kind of upper teenagers, would come and experience God's love as a father and understand what it meant to be a son or a daughter or a prince or a princess. And I just was like, wow, what an incredible thing that would be, how beautiful that is. And so, as Mary did, I just kind of pondered those things in my heart for the last 10 years. And a few years ago, Daddy used actually another cause to bring me to Uganda. I saw a documentary film on the mutilation of little girls, and so that took me to Uganda, and I worked, obviously, against that practice for a couple of years. And it was while I was there that I started to recognize that cultural practice, as well as other practices going on in Uganda, was all about the need to fit in. The culture, as well as the religions over there, including Christianity, had these list of things that you had to do and a list of things that you couldn't do in order to fit in order to belong, in order to be a part of either that culture or that society. And the longer that I lived there, I started to see how much my lifestyle had reflected that. When I was in high school and even younger, I did whatever my friends wanted me to do in order to be accepted. And I started to realize that I was taking the deep questions that we all ask, who am I? Why am I alive? And I was looking for the answers in my job, in my friends, sometimes in my family. And I started to realize I'm going at this the wrong way. And it took me going to Uganda to really discover that and how much that had impacted my own story, my own journey. And so from that, when I kind of realized that, I went to a Father Heart ministry. And the way that it was explained to me is that God is a loving father, and he's lavishing his love on us like a waterfall. And yet I had things that had happened to me when I was younger. I had unforgiveness in my heart. I had bitterness that was like growing in my bones. And it was almost like these hay bales had been placed between me and this waterfall. And so I couldn't experience what his love meant. Now, we know from scripture that nothing separates us from the love of God. That's not going to happen. But there's this experiential aspect of it that is blocked. It's tainted if we have these things in our hearts. And so I went through a process of inner healing, kind of taking those hay bales and saying, God, will you lavish your love on this unforgiveness thing or on this relationship or this hurt in my past? And then I started to experience what it meant to be loved by an unconditional God, what it meant to be loved by a father who is a good, pure, loving father. And then my life transformed into being his daughter, into really what that meant to be a loved child of God, no matter what. It didn't, the list of do's and don'ts was an afterthought, because I was like, as I experience God's love so much, I don't want to go to those things. I lost cravings for things that I had been addicted to because of the love of God that transformed us through what Jesus did. And so that is how Global Redemption got born. The word redemption means to be set free from bondage and restored to a position of honor. And so in Uganda, we have a 3 to 4 month mentorship program where we take Ugandan nationals through this process first, and they become mentors, and then they bring alongside a younger Ugandan, and they walk this journey of inner healing and into sonship or daughtership in the process. We have the opportunity and the ability to be a part of this, even though it's so far away. When I come and share, the first thing that people say is, what do kids in Uganda have to do with me? And even, it was amazing, just this morning as I was preparing for this, Daddy showed me that so often we look at the world and we say, well, that's that culture, or that's that country, that's that nationality. I want to serve and do outreach in America, which is a wonderful, great thing. But he said, creation is waiting for the moment that we stop looking at each other as, oh, you're an American, you're a Korean, you're a Ugandan. And instead we understand that we're all sons and daughters, and that we're all a big family with a really big dad who wants to love us and reveal that love through us. And so that's why I'm here in Fairbanks talking to you about kids in Africa. And so I have these cards that I'll be outside after the service in the hallway, and I'd love for you to pick one up and pray for us. Your prayers will move things to happen in Uganda, and so we really covet your prayers. And if financial giving is something that you'd like to do, you can make your check out to Global Redemption and give it to me at the end, or you can go online, our website, and give from there, or if you want to give by credit card or debit card, I'll also be able to do that afterwards. But thank you for the opportunity to have me share, and thank you, Derek, and thank you, Debbie, too.